Numbers and Tech Podcast is brought to you in partnership with Speak Studios and Speak Boise. Speak Boise is a community-driven studio space where voices from all walks of life can speak and be heard. You can find them on Instagram and Facebook at Speak Studios, Speak Boise, and at their website, speakstudios.com. Speak Studios, speak and be heard. Numbers and Tech Podcast is also brought to you by Instant Imprints. Promote better with Instant Imprints. Instant Imprints are Boise's visual communications expert and your place for everything you need to promote your business, club, school, or group. As a locally owned business, Instant Imprints specializes in making your organization more visible with custom-branded apparel, embroidery, promotional items, print services, and wide-format printing for signs, as well as banners and vehicle graphics. Want better ways to get noticed? Visit Instant Imprints at instantimprints.com/Boise or call 208-IMPRINT. That's 208-467-7468. Hi, I'm Melissa, and this is the Numbers and Tech Podcast. Every entrepreneur has a story. Listen to women discuss the financial side of their business, both the challenges and successes. Let's grab life by the bottom line. Hi, and welcome back. Today's podcast episode is what you need to know before hiring an independent contractor. I get this question over and over about independent contractors versus employees. So here's an entire episode devoted to it. When you run a business, not everyone who does work for your company is considered an employee. Some may be considered independent contractors. For example, maybe you've outsourced the design of your website, or you've hired a freelance copywriter. These workers aren't considered your employees. They're independent contractors. There is more than just a difference in title, though. Different tax authorities have very specific requirements someone must meet to be considered an independent contractor. In fact, the independent contractor classification is often scrutinized, so you don't want to get this wrong. The IRS has a general rule about who qualifies as an independent contractor. Their definition is, an individual is an independent contractor if the payer, you, have the right to control or direct only the result of the work and not what will be done and how it will be done. So in practice, independent contractors generally have flexible work hours, options to work from home, and set their own rate. They're usually considered self-employed, which means they're responsible for paying self-employment taxes, and the company they work for does not need to provide them with any benefits. The IRS isn't the only entity that defines who qualifies as an independent contractor and who qualifies as an employee. Many states have also adopted their own set of stringent requirements. These are usually known as the ABC test. This test has three separate criteria a person must meet in order to qualify as an independent contractor rather than an employee. One, the worker is free from the employer's control or direction in performing the work. Two, the work takes place outside the company's usual course of business and off-site of the business. Three, customarily, the worker is engaged in an independent trade, occupation, profession, or business. Both the IRS requirements and any state-specific requirements are important to pay attention to because improperly classifying an employee as an independent contractor could saddle you with some big fines. So what are the pros to hiring an independent contractor? Well, of course, the first and most obvious is cost savings. When you hire an employee, you have expenses that extend beyond their hourly rate. For example, you're having to pay for office space for them, their equipment, such as computers and software, oftentimes benefits, such as health insurance or paid time off, and then additional payroll taxes. But when you hire a contractor, you're only responsible for paying their fee. You don't have to pay for any benefits or taxes. But you might find that contractors are paid a higher hourly rate than employees because you're not paying them those additional benefits. Another pro to hiring an independent contractor is increased flexibility. Your business probably has a lot of varied needs. You might need someone to do social media marketing, someone to do copywriting, someone to do website updates, and it can be extremely difficult to find one employee that can handle all of those tasks well. Instead of having to hire one person to do all three of those jobs, or hire three separate people to handle those tasks, you could work with independent contractors. That way you have access to everything from high-level network administration to top-tier copywriting. You can also use contractors to manage increases in your business workload. And beyond having more skills at your disposal, contractors will enable your business to respond quickly to unexpected surges in business. Another benefit is increased scrutiny. Hiring independent contractors might mean that you come under additional scrutiny. So in the U.S., it's important to note that using independent contractors has led to an increased risk of audit. The IRS wants to ensure that companies haven't misclassified workers who should be employees as independent contractors in an effort to save money. Another benefit or detraction, depending upon how you look at it, is turnover. You're not going to have a solid workforce if you have independent contractors. They come and go as needed, and that may work for you, but also it can be a lack of loyalty. Most businesses hire contractors for short-term jobs. Relying too heavily on contractors means dealing with this higher turnover, or you might risk losing your contractor without much notice if a higher paying project comes along. So keep all of those thoughts in mind. So next, what documents do you need when you hire an independent contractor? It is a lot less paperwork than hiring an employee. There's just a few things you'll need. One, you'll want their tax ID number. For some, that'll be their Social Security number or their EIN. And typically, you'll get this from that individual by asking them to fill out a W-9. And second, I always recommend you have a signed contract. Work shouldn't be done without a contract signed by both you and the independent contractor. This helps to clear up any misunderstandings that may arise in the future. Be sure the contract covers the duration of the work, the pay, and any intellectual property rights. So now, how do you pay this person? It's much simpler than paying an employee because you're not required to withhold any taxes. So when it comes time to pay your contractor, you can do so via whatever payment method is most convenient for you. Check, direct deposit, but just know at the end of the year, you'll need to file a 1099 for any contractor you paid more than $600 from during the calendar year. So these differences between an independent contractor and employee may seem insignificant at first glance, but tax agencies take these very seriously. So do your research, ensure you properly classify workers as either employees or independent contractors, and once you understand those differences, you'll know exactly what requirements you need to adhere to and not end up in trouble. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Numbers and Tech Podcast. Future episodes will include chats with other amazing entrepreneurs. Let's keep the conversations going, whether you are running the show or working on your side hustle. We give you the business advice you need. If you learned something new or felt inspired, let me know. If you want more tips and great information, follow my Instagram account, Numbers and Tech, or email info@numbersandtech.com. Always remember to grab life by the bottom line.